for Health presents To Your Good Health Radio. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and Dr. David Friedman.
Well, we're back with Harvey Diamond, whose New York Times best-selling book, Fit for Life, has sold nearly 14 million copies in 33 languages in over 80 countries. That is something else. He's appeared on Oprah, Larry King, Nightline, Good Morning America, just to name a few. Here to discuss his latest book, Eat for Life, The Ultimate Weight Loss Breakthrough. Welcome back, Harvey Diamond. Here is Dr. David Friedman.
Harvey, you know, there's so many books out there telling us how to lose weight, how to get healthy. I mean, it goes from eating according to our blood type to eating for our body type, becoming a vegan, eating like a caveman. It goes on and on. But what I love about you, and you make it so simple, embrace a healthy lifestyle, not the latest fad diet. And what is your opinion on this? I love in your book, for Eat for Life, you talk about how dependent people are on calories. Share your opinion on calorie counting.
Well, let's face it, if calorie counting was going to work, it would have worked by now,
right?
You know how long we have been counting calories? People don't even realize this. Just as an example, consider the fact that this statement right here, the conception of the calorie has retarded logical and rational reasoning in regard to diet more than any other single factor. That was stated by Dr. Philip Norman in 1924. We have been calorie counting for a really, really long time. Let's face it. Here's the thing. A calorie is a measure of heat. That's what it is. It's heat. It's the amount of heat required to raise, what is it,
one gram of water, one degree centigrade.
Yep. It's heat. Heat doesn't make you fat. If that were the case, everyone living at the equator would be gigantic. Instead, they're pretty lean, quite frankly. Think about the, what is the biggest calorie counting organization on Earth? Weight Watchers. They've been having people watch their calories for about 50 years. Do you know that in early 2011 it was, David Kershoff, who's the president of Weight Watchers, in revamping the famous, what is called the point system? Yeah. You know what he said? The issue is calorie counting has become unhelpful. Now, you might think that that's a pretty simple statement, but listen, do you know how overwhelming the evidence had to be against the concept of calorie counting for Weight Watchers to make a statement like that when the foundation stone of their success has been associated with counting calories? Listen, you don't have to think about calories. People are tired of it. Every single thing, calories in, calories out, that doesn't work. That's already been disproven, despite the fact that the hypocritical Coca-Cola company is now out with a commercial saying they want to help America lose weight of all things. Come on, are you kidding me? That'd be like the liquor industry saying they want to do something about drunkenness. They have a commercial. All calories are calories. Doesn't make a difference when that has been totally disproven. People are counting calories, measuring portions. They're all protein, no protein, all carb, no carb. Here's what you have to think about. You only have to think about one thing, not a dozen, not 10, not calories and everything else. Here's what you have to think about. How much living food did you eat today? You are walking around in a living body, living on a living planet. Your body is going to take in 70 tons of food. Most of that food, or a great deal of it, needs to be living. And when I say living, and someone says, well, what do you mean by living? I mean uncooked. When you cook food, you cook everything you're trying to get from it out of it. All the vitamins and the nutrients and the phytonutrients and trace minerals and antioxidants and bioflavonoids, all those things that we need from our food, we cook them to death. We're the only species on Earth that cooks all the life out of our food before we eat it, and then we walk around wondering why we don't feel well, and we try counting calories to make a difference. Calories aren't going to make the difference. How much living food are you going to eat? How much living food? That's why I said, if you want to have a steak, have it with a salad. You want to have pasta, have it with a salad. At least you're having some living food. Most people in the United States eat between 10 and 15% of living food, meaning 85 to 90% of what they eat is cooked. That means it's dead. It's devoid of the nutrients they need. And if you're going to try to continue eating like that, you might as well get down on your hands and knees and pray to God to get sick. And I can tell you that prayer will be answered.
Right. You know, and you bring a good point with the calories in, calories out, we've always heard. But if you ate 3,000 calories of fruits and vegetables and I ate 3,000 calories of ice cream and candy bars, I think I would gain more weight.
And I would feel great and look great. That's the
exactly.
plain fact of it. The whole calorie thing is nothing but a business venture. It has no meaning. And because the medical community, which for some reason people go to for nutritional advice, I'll never know why, when only 6% of graduating physicians in the United States have any nutritional training, for some reason we still go to them for nutritional advice, all they know is what the American Dietetic Association has told them. And the American Dietetic Association has an incestuous relationship with big food giants, with the pharmaceutical industry, with Coca-Cola, with Nestle, with all the things that are not good for us, and they're the ones saying just to count calories. And it hasn't worked. We've been counting calories for decades, and we are now in the midst of the most dire overweight epidemic this country's ever seen. Success leaves clues.
Oh, yeah. You just gotta follow them, and that's what you do in the book. And I've read my share of health books, and the one thing that makes your book rise above the rest is you have this wonderful gift as an author of making a difficult topic so easy a fourth grader can understand it. I'm wondering, has this made it difficult for the members of the scientific community to embrace your work? Because let's face it, it's just common sense is not something they don't really embrace.
Well, it used to be more so than now, David. I'm very happy to say that more and more frequently now, members of the medical community are paying heed because, as you say, I do write in a way that is extremely common sense, so even an overeducated mind can get it.
That's great. That's so awesome. I know your first book was a catalyst for me becoming a nutritionist and eventually the host of this show, so you know I definitely consider you one of my big heroes. But how does it feel knowing that you not only reshape people's bodies but also influence so many people out there to become natural health advocates for themselves?
Well, it's still difficult for me as an individual, even though I'm closing in on my 70th trip around the sun. It's still hard for me to even grasp the fact that so many millions of people have benefited from my work. You know, it's just a real, real good feeling. I'm contacted on a daily basis from people who tell me their stories, and they tell me what successes they've had. And quite frankly, that is really what spurs me on, makes me feel good to know that I've helped someone in the same way that I have managed to help myself. It's just a good feeling, that's all. What can I say?
You know, and I think a lot of the medical community and scientists are especially in the last decade, are really starting to embrace a more natural approach. And people following your eating plan, I mean, they've beaten everything from lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, obesity to ulcers, not by taking a magic pill or going through surgery, but simply just changing the way they ate.
Here's the bottom line right here, David. Here's the thing. I don't recommend people go into this approach to eating with some idea in mind that, okay, well, I have psoriasis, so I'm going to eat this way to fix that, or I have lupus, or I have cancer. Here's the thing, or I want to lose weight or get rid of pain. What you want to do is eat in such a manner that you work in harmony with the limitations of the human digestive tract so everything is digested well and properly. And then the living body itself takes over and does what is necessary to heal, fix, and prevent. The living body is the healer, and no one and no thing can heal as well as the living body. So the idea is to improve your overall level of health. And in a state of health, your body will lose weight if it needs to. It'll gain weight if it needs to. It'll take care of the skin problem. It'll remove cells from the body that are of danger. That's the point. That's the idea.
Absolutely.
Eat in such a way to improve your health. Don't think of the specific problem. Your body will take care of whatever problem exists.
Well, thank you so much for joining us to get your copy of Harvey's latest book, Eat for Life. You can go to harveydiamond.com and read some of it there. There's an icon. You can read the first chapter. It'll get you hooked, and then you'll really want to get the book. And to stay in touch, you can follow Harvey on Twitter at Harvey Diamond. If you want to share what you heard today, you can always podcast the show at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. Put it on your Facebook page and tell your friends, because boy, Harvey Diamond is full of energy and great information. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman. Stay well.